News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to find out what's going on in the arts. And Chris Dyer's here this morning. How are you today?
Good to be here.
Yeah, now, you know, more than just Bryan College Station or Brazos County, you really have several counties that you're responsible
for. Yeah, it's seven counties, 5,000 square miles, and that's pretty amazing when you think about it. And I drive most of it every month, but I really enjoy it because it gives a lot of variety. And we have many affiliates, but we have Blend Theater here today, and they're a member of the Brazos Valley Theater Collective, and a lot of people may not know that they do really great productions in the Brazos Valley, both in Bryan College Station and in Brenham.
All right, Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thanks for being here this morning. So let's kind of run the season. Well, first of all, you have two campuses, Bryan and College, or Bryan and Brenham, that have separate companies, is that fair to say?
That would be right. So academically, we're all one program. And then in Bryan, there's a smaller performance space focused primarily on training actors. And then in Brenham, we have the large Dr. W.W. O'Donnell Performing Arts Center, 500-seat proscenium theater where we produce larger plays with a full tech backup. And then, of course, we also have the Performing Arts Series at the O'Donnell where we bring in national touring performances.
Okay, well, let's talk about Bryan first. What have you got coming up as far as the Bryan location is concerned?
All right, coming up starting February 16th through the 19th, Boy Gets Girl by Rebecca Gilman. It's a play that starts with a blind date and turns bad. the boy starts stalking the girl.
Oh, my.
And even though he's only in a few scenes, he's a major presence throughout the play.
Okay.
And it just addresses that issue in sort of a frightening way.
Okay. All right. And then any other performances in the Bryan location?
That's it for the next few months.
Okay, and then let's turn our attention to Brenham then.
And then in Brenham, the next weekend, starting February 23rd, we have Lee Harvey Oswald, A Far Mean Streak of Independence Brought on by Neglect by Michael Hastings.
Okay.
And so that tells a story of Oswald as we're going through the Warren Commission, but really told through the stories of the interviews of the women in his life.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And then what are the performance dates there?
February 23rd through the 26th.
Okay. Now, how big is that? Is that venue?
That venue's 500 seats.
Okay. So there's less. What's your venue size in Bryan?
It's flexible, although it seats about 150.
Okay. Just so they know. Now, a website where they can go to buy tickets, or how do they do that?
I would start at www.blend.edu/VPA.
Okay.
That's for visual and performing arts.
Okay. Now, most athletic endeavors, they have tournaments and such, and I've just found out that you actually do this in the arts as well, huh?
Sure, yeah. So it's really a festival. So like UIL One Act Play is a competition, and then we'll be hosting the Texas Community College Speech and Theater Association Play Festival.
Oh, my.
So there will be 12, 14 different community colleges from around the state coming and presenting their play. We're hosting it this year in Brenham, although it's all of Blend College that's really the host. Brenham and Bryan campuses are coming together to work on that together. And that's March 1st through 5th. The shows are free. There will be a calendar posted probably on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/O'Donnell PAC. And that's really going to be neat. And then an opportunity that came up that was just unique is I was at a conference in New York and I saw a former student of mine, or actually my wife saw a former student of ours from Georgia when we taught in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now touring with Second City, the improv group out of Chicago.
Sure.
And they're going to be in Texas and they're available March 1st. And
oh my.
So we got them signed up to come do workshops with our community college students with the whole festival.
Wow. There are going to be some future rock stars in there. That's for sure. Now tell me how many performances in this festival?
Every show does one. So there's going to be about 12 performances.
Okay.
So we'll have two on Wednesday and then three all the other days. And then that Sunday, we'll have an award ceremony and really just a big party at the end.
Fun thing. Again, where's the location? Where they go on the web to find out about all that?
On the web, www.blend.edu/VPA.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Anything else going on today?
We are totally focused on our Saturday, February 25th, Empty Bowls Junior event, which will be out at 3333 University Drive East out at Prosperity Bank. And thanks to the help of Brian Broadcasting, we are going to sell about 800 bowls that were made by local schools for just to fight hunger insecurity in our community. So check it out, acbv.org. You can click on the big link with the bowl.
Yeah, obviously we're big supporters of that. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.